The third action is response. Preparation, invitation, and now response. Please sit. If the readings constitute God's invitation to a communal conversation, what follows them is our response. In the sermon, the preacher contextualizes God's concerns, building a connection between the scriptures we've heard and our lived experience in the here and now. On this ministry Sunday, our theme is participation. Homecoming last week, our theme was faith, not as intellectual assent, but as present time action. And now we come to participation. On Ministry Sunday, it's timely to ask the question, who are we? And the answer is simple. We are the Christian children of God. How do we demonstrate this identity? We do so through our gathering as a people, one body, to participate in the worship of God. Our identity as the Christian people of God flows primarily from our participation in the worship of God. Through worship, we become the body of Christ in the world. Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom's coming by preaching and demonstrating through faith as present time action. Jesus' work of proclaiming the kingdom's coming is the work now entrusted to the life of the church, the Christian people of God, to carry forward in cooperation with God's plan for the healing of the whole of the creation. And church is the name by which we as the Christian people of God, the body of Christ in the world, are known. As the church, we are engaged in many activities in the wider world, works of compassion and mercy, speaking words of truth to power, striving through faith as present time action for justice and peace. These are all aspects of our proclamation of the kingdom of God. However, these activities are not unique to us. The work of action is embodied by other service institutions and individuals of goodwill who mirror Christian activity in the world. You don't have to be a Christian to do good and to work for change. Which brings us back to what is the source of our unique identity. The source of our unique identity flows from our participation in worship. All other aspects of missionary activity, missionary involvement in the world, flow from this point. For Episcopalians and for other Christians of the historic apostolic tradition, the Eucharist is the primary act of worship. It is in the Eucharist that we discover the uniqueness as a body of Christ in the world. In the Eucharist, we encounter the mystery of God's presence among and around us. In the Eucharist, ordinary things, bread and wine and water, become the instruments of transformation. They become the symbols of spiritual food and nourishment. In our Anglican tradition, we speak of the real presence of Christ in the transformation of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. This happens, we believe, through the power of the Holy Spirit's action. And while believing this to be so, we are reluctant to offer any explanation for the Holy Spirit's action. We are not interested in the how of this transformation, only in the why of this transformation. Our Anglican theology teaches that the purpose of the Holy Spirit's transformation of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ is the transformation of our hearts and minds. Through worship, we participate in the process of transformation, fed and nourished by the body and blood of Christ in order to become the body of Christ in the world. And the main purpose of the Eucharist is not to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, but to change our hearts and minds so as to become Christ's body in the world. We will come a little later to the invitation to communion. And if you pay particular attention to the words that are used, you might deduce that Anglican theology is intentionally vague at this point. We invite you to receive the body and the blood of Christ, an expression of the real presence. But we also offer a symbolic alternative, the bread of life, the cup of salvation. But the main point is that we are invited to receive, to eat, to drink, to become nourished, having been sanctified through the transformation of the Holy Spirit's action, to be the body of Christ in the world. And so in the Eucharist, we participate in a divine encounter. Through the liturgy of the word, we receive and respond to the conversation God is calling us to have, rather than the more limited conversations we would often prefer to have with ourselves. And through the liturgy of the table, Christ becomes our spiritual food so that we become the body of Christ in the world. And on Ministry Sunday, when our focus is on the many aspects of the work that sustains and enriches our community at St. Martin's, equipping us for our work both in the community and in the world around us, we are reminded that the source of our ministry flows from our participation in the worship of God through the Eucharist, which is our supreme act of thanksgiving. Amen.